I'll begin my talk this morning by reading one of Shinran Shonin's poems of the Nembutsu. We call these his Wasan hymns. This one talks about the great power of the Buddha's wisdom to transform our lives. Shinran Shonin のご Wasan いただいてから、これは肖像松 Wasan からいただいて始まりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。It is a great torch in the long night of ignorance. Do not sorrow that your eyes of wisdom are dark. It is a ship on the vast ocean of birth and death. Do not grieve that your obstructions of karmic evil are heavy. Once again, thank you all for joining us for our Summer Dharma service here this morning. This was an exciting week for many of us. I don't know if you were watching the news, but who can tell me what this is? Jupiter? Yeah, Jupiter. What is this called in Japanese? Mokusei, right? So this is Jupiter, and this is a planet in our solar system, right? It's a very, very large planet. So we have Jupiter, and then there's one other thing that we have here. Does anyone know what this is? Anybody watching the news? This the Juno Space Probe. The Juno Space Probe, okay? So this Juno Space Probe, it started out here. Everybody knows what this is, right? Earth, that's right. This is our planet Earth, right? So the Juno Space Probe, it started out here on Earth. It was made by us human beings, right? Here on Earth. And it traveled a very, very long way to get here to Jupiter. Does anyone remember when it arrived? いつ届いたんですか? Yeah. It arrived on Monday. Right, the 4th of July, 7月の8日にこれが着いたんですね。Said that when it arrived, it was traveling almost 150,000 miles per hour. That's really fast, isn't it? もう着いた時は日本語に合わせるの難しい。15万マイル1時間の、まあ早かった。とにかく早かったに届いたんですね。So I was wondering, how did it get to be going so fast? どうやってこんなに早く行けたと思ってたんですね。So it's very interesting. So I did a little bit of reading online. And so it launched off from Earth. And then it did one loop around the solar system. So imagine this big golden thing in the middle here is the sun. Right? So it went all the way around the sun. And then it came back very close to Earth.And Earth was going around much faster than it was. And so it picked up Earth's gravity. So it started then being attracted, because anything with mass, of course, attracts other things with mass. I'm not going to give you too much physics today, just a little bit. But so it's like it starts falling back into Earth, right? It starts falling back down to Earth. And so Earth is pulling it along, and it starts moving just as fast as Earth is. So it picks up speed.So it's like it's falling back to Earth, pulled by the gravity of Earth, and then it comes very close to Earth, and then It escapes Earth's gravity and it shoots all the way out to Jupiter, right? So because it's so small, it gets pulled along by Earth, like a little train. Gets pulled along and goes very fast. And why does this happen? Because the Earth is so big and because Juno is so small, right? That's like me. I'm so small, right? So I'll try to break the Earth's gravity and go to outer space. Now, everybody watch. That's as far as I could go, right? About a foot, right? Because the power of the Earth's gravity pulls me down. And everything in our solar system is moving around in a circle, right? What's it moving around? All the planets? The sun, right? Even the things that are orbiting a planet, they're all moving together around the sun because the sun has the most gravity, right? 太陽は一番重力があるんですね。何でも引っ張るんですね。何でも引っ張るということですね。So I think that this happens, of course, with physical objects in our world, but this also happens with things in our lives. People can be like this planet Earth, pulling Jupiter along, setting it on the right path, and speeding it up on its way to its destination. まあ人間もこういう重力のようなことがあるんですね。こういう同じように方向を正す。また早く進むようにするんですね。So when you meet someone special, if you think about some time in your life, maybe you've been a little bit off track, you've been a little bit confused, you weren't quite sure what your direction was, and then someone comes into your life, or maybe someone's already there pulling you along in the right direction and you don't realize it. まあ人生の中に例えば迷った時とか、まあゆっくり進んでる時で、誰かのとの出会いがあって、それが進むようになるんですね。か、おそらくもう出会いがあったから気づいたところに早く進んであるということですね。So, for us who live in the teachings of the Buddha, an encounter with a true teacher of the Dharma is like this. 仏教の全知識との出会いというのが、このようなことですね。We talk often at our services, we talk about a man by the name of Shindan Shonin. Shindan Shonin's picture's up here. Can anyone tell me where Shindan is? Many of you can't see it. Donald even has to kind of crane his neck. It's behind me. So I realize now that a lot of people on this side can't see the portrait of Shindan Shonin. But Shindan Shonin, he was a monk. He lived at a monastery in Japan for about 20 years, from the age of 9 to 29. And then at the age of 29, he began to feel that he was really adrift. He was really lost. And so he went out in search of a teacher. He went out in search of somebody who could guide him along. And he wasn't really sure who he was looking for. And so he went and he spent, he said, I'm going to spend 100 days at this temple meditating and reflecting. So he left the temple he'd been living at and he went to a very small temple called the Rokkaku Temple. And he said, I'm going to spend 100 days sitting here meditating, looking for the right direction, the right direction. So he went into that temple and he spent every day meditating and thinking about where is the direction of my life. And on the 95th day, it said that he had a vision. He had a vision. Something came to him in his mind where he saw a vision of a white bodhisattva, a being of the Buddha's compassion appeared before him and gave him direction, gave him a message. And then he, in the next part of his vision, he saw himself standing on the edge of a temple and speaking to a large group of people. And he said, I understand. I'm supposed to go and find this teacher Honen, who I've heard about, but I'm being drawn to him by this special dream. Sometimes gravity is like this. We're pulled in a way we don't even realize at the time. So Shinran felt himself drawn to this teacher, Honen. So he went to hear Honen's teaching. Honen's teaching was very simple. He said, say Namo Amida Butsu. And trust yourself to the Buddha, and you will be guided through life by the power of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion. The wisdom and compassion of the Buddha will be the gravity that that then propels you through your life. So we hear this teaching. We hear the wise words of the Buddha. We say, Namo Amida Butsu, which means I take refuge in the awakened one of immeasurable wisdom and compassion. Immeasurable wisdom and compassion. It's beyond measure. It says, like the sun's gravity, it's so powerful. It's pulling all things in the right direction. We take refuge in that. We allow ourselves to be guided along by that. So to find that center in our lives. We're already revolving around, just like all of the planets, everything is already revolving around the sun. Our lives are already revolving around the center of truth. But to recognize it, that can speed up our journey. And so Honen, for Shinran, was like the planet Earth pulling the Jupiter satellite along, the Jupiter space probe along, even faster, even more clearly on its direction. And so, like this Jupiter space probe, it followed. Shinran followed Honen for a while. He lived with him, lived together, heard his teaching, heard this teaching of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. I take refuge in the awakened one of immeasurable light and life. But then, just as the Juno space probe went off in its own direction, Shinran and Honen also parted company. Because not everybody liked this teaching of Namo Amida Butsu. Some people felt that it was attracting too many people. Some people said it's attracting the wrong kind of people. Everybody's welcome in Honen's community. The good people, but even the people that many people think are bad. The robbers, the people who do make their living by fishing and hunting, people who take the lives of animals, those people aren't good. But Honen welcomes them. He welcomes everybody. He says, in the eyes of the Buddha, there's no good and bad. In the eyes of the Buddha, all of our lives can be transformed, no matter how heavy our karma, how heavy the momentum of our past actions. If we take Amida Buddha, the Buddha of immeasurable light and life, as our center, then our direction is settled clearly on our path to the way of awakening. And so Shinran Shonin, he embraced this teaching. He followed his teacher Honen, but people said, no, Honen, you need to go far away to a place called Tosa on the island of Shikoku. So he was sent into exile. And Shinran was sent in another direction to a place called Echigo, in current Niigata. So they were separated, sent far away from each other, but they still had this same center, the center of the Nembutsu, the center of the Buddha. And they continued to share this teaching in a way that many lives then came to recognize that they were revolving around this same center. We too, our lives, are revolving around this same center because we're here today, this morning. Something has brought us here, some conditions. Maybe as a family member, maybe it was a spouse, maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was that we heard the food is really good here. Whatever it was, something brought us here to this temple. Someone brought us to find and encounter this center, the center of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion, the center of our lives, Namo Amida Butsu, to take refuge in that, to recognize that we're being pulled along and to share this with others. So then we too become a center, pulling others and guiding others along toward this life of clear wisdom and compassion. Ma kono jinsei no naka ni iroiro na yori dokoro, chūshin to natte moatteru tokoro ga aru ndesu ne. Demo hotoke-sama no miyoshie, hotoke-sama no chie to jishin o kono jihi wa sono chūshin to sareru no wa, sore wa shinjin to iu ndesu. Shinjin to iu. Hotoke-sama ga watashi no jinsei no chūshin de aru, yori dokoro de aru. De sono shinjin no akusesu ni moatte tara, tadashii hōkō, Amida Nyōrai no tadashii shiawase ni naru hōkō ga kakujitsu, kirei ni mieru you ni narimasu ne. De sono naka ni mayou koto wa attemo, yappari yori dokoro ga atte, tadashii hōkō ga mukae aeru koto ga dekimasu. Sono tadashii koto, tadashii hōkō wo ishiki suru toyu no wa Namo Amida Butsu no onenbutsu desu ne. 仏様の無量と知恵、無量の知恵と慈悲に消えします。 そういう心が南無阿弥陀仏の念仏の心です。ですから自分の間違い、迷いがどのに多くても、仏様がそれより大きくて、それより重力があるから、それより正しい方向に導かれていることがあります。So I'd like to conclude my reflection here this morning by once again reading these words of Shinran Shonin, our true teacher in the Nembutsu. そして Shinran Shonin の言葉をもう一度いただいてから終わらせていただきたいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。It is a great torch in the long night of ignorance. Do not sorrow that your eyes of wisdom are dark. It is a ship on the vast ocean of birth and death. Do not grieve that your obstructions of karmic evil are heavy. Mumyo joya no toko nari. Shigen kurashi to kanashimuna. Shouji taikai no.選抜なり罪状をもしと投げかざればとナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナモアミダーブツナモアミダーブツナモアミダーブツナマンダーブツ Thank you very much.